Good morning and welcome back, folks. You are here in the home stretch with us, the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We have deemed it Frankly Speaking Radio, mostly because my name is Frank Whalen, in fact, your host. It's Saturday, March 24th, 2007, 2 a.m. on the nose here in the Central Time Zone. Our guest is a phenomenal filmmaker who is making incredible films, folks, exposing the truth behind artificial sweeteners and natural health and sort of the FDA and how corrupt and, you know, all the political influences. There's really, I could never sum it up. Sweet Misery is about 90 minutes, and Sweet Remedy is about 2 hours. These are phenomenal films that are available at her website, which is sweetremedy.tv. And please welcome back filmmaker Corey Brackett.
Thanks very much, Frank. And
I have to say
good morning to you now.
Yes, that's right. It's now officially midnight there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the longest interview in the world because it's transposed over 2 days now. So,
but it is the fastest 4 hours on radio.
It does seem that way to me. I'm glad it does for you. And I appreciate that you sticking around as well. It takes a special kind of somebody to be able to put in 4 hours with me. Because I'm a pain in the butt for a lot of people.
You make it very easy, Frank.
Very kind. Well, David is still with us. Corey, did you want to respond to what he was saying about the breaking down of aspartame in soft drinks as it was stored and sort of how a lot of people are sort of recommending artificial sweeteners for diabetics?
Yeah. I, first of all, David, I need to tell you, I think it's great the research that you've done on these substances. You have gotten into a lot of details in your research with it, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see that some of the things that you're saying actually are in the article that I'm reading, and that it kind of, you know, makes me know that it's factual actually. You know?
It is a very difficult thing to ascertain whether it's true or not. I went through the same thing when I was starting my research. I was like, wait a minute, this can't be true. This is crazy. All of these, you know, the National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health, blah, 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 say that it's fine. But when you look at when you delve into it and you see the congressional record, you see different things that are buried and difficult. Not difficult to find, but they're not really out there in the, you know, in the common view. When you see those, then you realize, wait a minute, maybe there is a problem. And yes, there is a problem, but it takes a little bit of mind changing. I always look at it as looking at the magic eye drawings. That once you finally see that unicorn in the picture, you can't not see that unicorn in the picture.
Right,
but
the hidden
until
pictures.
You do, it's just a random pattern there that you can't, you know, you're scratching your head over.
Oh, that's exactly true. Excellent stuff.
I've known about aspartame for many years, probably 10 or 12 years. So I've abstained from many aspartame products, and I always check the labels, but because I used to live in Austin, and I used to see a lot of shows on Access TV about aspartame, and I've heard it, you know, many years back. You know, my parents, and that's a different story. So I try to, you know, talk to them about it, and you know how that goes sometimes, where they kind of don't, you know, they're mainstream type of people, and you know they believe a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess in closing, I just wanted to ask. I heard those alternative.
I'll tell you what, David, I hate it, but we're gonna have to hold you over here, buddy. Three minutes, folks.
Fine.
Just a quick break, and then we'll be right back with more genius from our special guest this evening, Corey Brackett, and more adequate, frankly speaking, radio. Stay with us.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation. And neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fourth and final hour, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to get in and ask your questions, feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. David in Texas, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes. First of all, I'd just like to say this real quick. I actually do need to give my mother a lot of credit because she, when my dad was told he was diabetic, she's gotten a lot of good books and read up a lot about diet and
sure.
Really tried hard to change, and through food,
mm-hmm.
You know, through natural nutrition. So
good.
And I have to give her credit for that. And she doesn't buy any. He doesn't drink anything diet or anything. Because I had told him about aspartame.
Wonderful.
And they believe me on that. So
good.
I do have to give her a lot of credit because she has gone way beyond what I would think most spouses would do for their spouse.
That's wonderful, you know, news. Yes.
And,
great.
But the other thing I wanted to say in closing, so that way other people can get a chance, is I had told her about these other alternatives that y'all had mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and y'all keep saying the name, and I was trying to do some, because I told her I would search online
sure.
and hear some information about it.
Do you want me to spell it out for you?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Both of those supplements so I can
sure.
do that.
Well, the one that Corey had mentioned was Just Like Sugar. That's the name of it. It's brand new, as you'll have to dig on the internet and probably find out something about that. And then the one that seems to really do well for people is Stevia. That's S-T-E-V-I-A. And the one that I had mentioned is Xylitol. That's XYLITOL.
XYLITOL?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, right. And I very well could be.
That's right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, so, you know, it's diabetes is a lot of the articles that I found, you know, there was a lot of, some would say, yes, aspartame has been linked to the, you know, the, mm-hmm. the increase in type 2 diabetes, and others would say no. And, of course, you know, you had to look and see who funded it and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. And,
sure.
And, but, yeah, I do actually think there's a link, you know, and granted I haven't done the research, you know, myself.
But, yeah.
You know.
Well, Corey has done some amazing stuff. And, David, I'm going to give out the information on how you can order this film because apparently, Corey, people are calling in and asking the our producer there all this information. So everybody get your pencils out. The website, www.sweetremedy.tv. That is SWEETREMEDY.TV. And for those who don't have internet access, here is the 800 number you can call to place your orders. That is 866-624-9710, Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time.
That's right.
All right. Wonderful. All right. David, thank you so much, sir, and keep doing your research.
Actually,
it's wonderful to hear.
One last thing.
Go ahead.
And you already know this, but high fructose corn syrup is not very good for you either.
Right. Absolutely.
And, that was one of the things that I also did my research on. And here recently, here in Texas, a lot of people have been trying to buy the Coke made in Mexico that still uses sugar cane.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're trying to get away from high fructose corn syrup. So that's been a very big...
Well... There's also been stories, and you might want to check this out. The Mexican imported Coke and Pepsi also has been shown to contain mercury, or is it lead? It's lead. Excuse me.
I thought it was lead, but
I think
not sure.
It is lead. You're right. It's lead. So be cognizant of that, David. But no,
I don't drink sodas anymore.
Oh yeah. Well, obviously.
I'm just saying that people that high fructose corn syrup is in everything, and
absolutely,
and it does. One of the findings of my research was that through mm-hmm. because it's synthesized and everything,
mm-hmm.
that the body doesn't metabolize it like a sugar,
absolutely,
and a natural sugar, and there's never the inhibitors never turn off mm-hmm. or on to tell you to stop, you know, that you've had enough intake of it,
yeah.
like sugar. So, and that's. And it was linked a lot to the type 2 diabetes increase. So
excellent
stuff.
I know
that's hard to get away from because it's pretty much in everything.
Yeah, just like citric acid, absolutely.
But anyway, it is the fastest 4 hours in radio, and I usually stay up and listen to it, and my mother's on me about going to bed early, and it's kind of hard because you have great guests, and I really love your show. By the time, you know, I say, well, I'll listen to 1 hour and go to sleep, and then I end up listening to all 4 hours and get to bed late. But
well, God bless you for that. Thank you.
Worth it. And anyway, thank you for your guests, and thank you for your time, and hopefully people will wake up to the real mm-hmm. facts about the aspartame and how deadly it is.
Well said, sir. Well said. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
And thanks for keeping me employed, too. I certainly appreciate that. Hopefully your mom will be a little more understanding after, you know, tonight's information. But, yeah, David, keep digging. This is what we all need to do. You have to discover this stuff for yourself. And who knows, Corey, you might be interviewing in a film some years down the line a prospective author who heard about you and decided to start digging into all this stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
You never know.
David brought up a really good point. And that is something that I talk a lot about in Sweet Remedy and believe wholeheartedly in is looking for ways that people can take back charge and the responsibility for their health and the health of their community, their loved ones, and connecting again
mm-hmm.
and being real people and taking charge of their health care, not just blindly accepting what... one doctor will tell them, but at least getting a second opinion, asking mm-hmm. questions,
yes,
doing research, finding out. we had lived in a very, very exciting and amazing time in a lot of ways, a very scary time in others.
Yes.
But we live in a time where people are empowered to be able to find out information like never before in history.
Mm-hmm. That's
they
true.
Can go online and look and double check and look at different sources and verify facts in a way that is miraculous, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And also, of course, with this this opportunity to do these kinds of research, so also comes with it the burden of responsibility that we must do these things. We must educate ourselves. We must allow ourselves to bear that burden and to follow it through. And you're right, and you say that in your film as well, that, you know, this is, if you really... And I'll say this just on a personal note. You know, Corey, I used to play ice hockey a lot. So when I played hockey, I was a goaltender. So my purpose of being there on that team and on the ice in each game was to really just piss off the other team by preventing them from doing what they were trying to do, which is score a goal. So for me, the ultimate kind of rebellion, the ultimate kind of resistance is not letting the powers that be kill me off with some crap.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on sticking around and being a thorn in their side for a very long time, as I'm sure you do as well.
Good.
let's go to Susan in Ohio. Susan, welcome to the show.
I'm barely up here. I'm kind of hanging sideways.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well.
I wonder if you all remember when we first started hearing about how bad the sweet and low was, the saccharin. Wasn't that in the late 70s, mid-70s?
Well, mid-70s, I was just being born, and I think, Corey, you're comparable age to me.
Okay, well, that's what I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And you suddenly started hearing about cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do not promote sweet and low. I don't want anyone to think that I do promote it.
Mm-hmm.
But the studies... All this started coming out right before they put the other on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And and the studies, of course, were very biased because it was being done by the same people that were going to put aspartame out.
Ah.
And as far as I know, now that I can't document, but I do know that the rats were being given a lot more saccharin than, you know, body weight would. I mean, I don't know if a human person could have consumed that much saccharin.
They were,
wow.
Fed biased. Huge amounts of saccharin.
Yeah, and they were very biased. So when I first got onto this, my sister in 80 went on a diet. And she told me, I have an appointment with a neurologist. I said, why? She said, I get these sudden blinding headaches. I have to pull over on the road. She's a nurse. And I was really concerned about her. And I heard one blurb, didn't hear any more on the radio. You know, these one-time things you hear on the news once in a while and you never mm-hmm. hear it again?
Oh, yeah.
I heard on the news coming home right after she got on this diet that in some people, this new, natural, wonderful sweetener caused headaches, and I didn't hear that again, but I told her, and I was really grateful that, being hard-headed as we all are, that when I told her about that, she of course had gotten, you know, diet free Jell-O, mm-hmm. you know, pop, all the things you're going to go on a diet with, and I said, stop all that now. And because her headaches were so severe, she did, and they went away as fast as they started.
That's wow. wonderful. And
yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm sorry. I know.
Okay.
I know it's late. Folks, please stay with us. Only 3 minutes, and then we'll be back with our special guest this evening, filmmaker Corey Brackett, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
The Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, filmmaker Corey Brackett. Welcome back, Corey.
Thanks, Frank. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Are you holding up okay?
I sure am.
You sound great. All right. Susan in Ohio, welcome back, and please continue.
I think I'm here, too.
Are you holding up okay?
I'm hanging in there because just if there's anyone out there doubting any of this, they really need to think it. I think one, so that really are going to follow through and check it out are those that have a love for the truth.
Amen.
Yes. But now, I have a friend that had diabetes, and I heard about her. Found out she lived just down the street from me, and she was having reactions about 4 or 5 times a week. I found that she was on a prayer chain list. I thought, well, golly, this woman's right down the street. I'm going to call her. Well, it was just total sugar out of control under a doctor's care, and she was 73. And so I got to know her, and I started to take her to the store, and she really didn't do too bad. I just couldn't find what I was looking for. I could not find aspartame in her diet until I did, but I did. It was a tea that she liked to drink, you know, that was pre-sweetened. And so I asked her, she was a hard-headed nut like a lot of us too. I said, just trust me on this one thing. Please just stop drinking this tea. Replace it with water till we find something you like that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
She did, and her 5 reactions a week went to 1 minor one about every 3 months, and that would be when she would be under tremendous stress for some reason.
Wow.
And, of course, when she broke her leg, I did everything I could. Folks, the system, this world system really is a beast, because she broke her leg and ended up in a nursing home because there was really no family except for 1 niece, okay? And so I went over and took everything over about the aspartame, because I knew what they were going to do. They were going to be bringing her sugar-free foods because she was a diabetic. And, oh, mercy. I mean, she didn't last long after that. Nobody would listen to me. Her family doctor that she went to for years and years, I could not get him to intervene just to say she can't have aspartame. He wouldn't return my calls. I went over, and the nursing home doctor was there. I waited outside. I thought, gee, this is my lucky day. I'll get to talk to him. He came out and walked by me like a stone wall, would not speak to me.
Wow.
And so my dear little friend Louise isn't with us anymore.
Mm.
And it went right back out of control, you know. But then my husband in 94 had a grand mal seizure out of the clear blue. Now, this is all the top things on the list here we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know people with diabetes, and it's exacerbated, and their sugar's always fluctuating and everything. And if you can't get them off diet pop, you're certainly not going to convince them to go on healthy oils and change their diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my husband had a Diet Pepsi that evening and had a grand mal seizure. Now, that's when of course, my little friend, this was much more recent. But this is when I really started doing the research on the sugars
mm-hmm.
at that point. And he had never had anything before. And so my husband's fine now. I mean, all things work for the good
mm-hmm.
if we have a love for the truth. And it's changed our diets and our way of living, and we really do labor to get this out. And you get a lot of glazed over. This is why I appreciate your guest, because I can't get so many people to read.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get people to read. I think really a lot of it is we look around at all of our beloved, and we have a lot of casualties walking around us.
That's right.
They think they're okay, but they're really walking casualties because they don't read.
Yeah, you're right. You're
yes.
absolutely right.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. I'm going to let you go so somebody else can get in.
Thank you so much, Susan. We'll let Corey respond when we come back.
Okay.
And Susan, I would strongly encourage you, especially somebody like you that's done all this research, go and pick up these films. You will not be disappointed. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. We got about 25 minutes left in the big show, so you're more than welcome to get in here with your questions while you can. 800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, Corey Brackett. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Thank you. Would you like to respond to Susan's story? It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yes. You know, it's quite a heart-wrenching story, but she really drove home the point about how important it is to be responsible for your own health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be sovereign to be a sovereign in and of yourself, your body and soul. Mm-hmm. It's aspartame is a big part of the problem, but it's not the only problem.
Yeah.
We're flooded in our bodies with toxic elements in the food we eat and the air we breathe. The water we drink, it's all this a huge onslaught into our systems, and we need to take stock and take charge and be able to say, hey, this is my body.
Mm-hmm.
I have no corporate regulatory agency, no industry-funded trade group, no media monopoly has the right to usurp common sense from the people.
There you go. Right on.
You know, right on, brother.
That's exactly right.
It's important to be your own person.
Yeah.
That is your sovereign, solemn, God-given right to be you.
Absolutely.
And
very
nobody
well
can take that away from you unless
That's
you
right.
let them.
Absolutely. People are so, defeatist these days that they don't realize what their authority is in these matters. You're exactly right. And I'll give you an example on a small scale. We had some ice storms this year, and I've told people, I said, look, don't go to school or don't go to work. And they're like, oh, I might get fired. I was like, you might get dead. How about that? Is your boss going to pay for your car repair when you're skidding off into a ditch? This is Arkansas, after all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't handle the
ice
very well.
I went to school in Maine. I know of what you're
saying.
Oh,
yeah. Well, in Maine, they have more. We have like 3 snow plows in the entire state, so Maine is a little more equipped, I would say. People actually drive worse, just like you'd expect, because the roads are technically worse with much less snow or ice here than they are up north. But I understand. Yeah, New England is a different animal altogether. Let's go to Frank in Texas. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Hi, Frank.
Good evening, Corey. I just wanted to speak to you about empowerment, and I agree with you 100%. Not so much on the subject that y'all been talking about this evening as far as the chemical side, but as far as the medical side, I have an elderly mother who was, quote-unquote, suffering from what she thought was, diverticulitis or whatever, and we had a local doctor here basically wanted to cut out about 3 feet of her lower intestine because he was a surgeon.
That's how they get paid. Yeah.
That's how they get paid. And I put my foot down. I said, oh, no. And got a second opinion. Went to a specialist here locally in Central Texas. And he was a young man. Very young doctor. He was in his early 30s. And he told my mom, you've just been suffering for more or less nothing but 20 years of constipation. And put her on a very prescribed fiber prescription, particularly, and she's fine.
Wonderful.
She's fine.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But this guy wanted to cut her, open her up and take her guts out.
Sure.
And he would have killed her. He would have killed her.
No, in his defense, Frank, she wouldn't be constipated anymore if she didn't have any intestines.
Well true.
That's one way to look at it.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, but he would have killed her in the same right.
Yeah.
So that just goes. Corey, you spoke to empowerment, and that's what I mean. Everybody has a choice.
Yeah.
And to whoever's listening out there, look around. There's always an option.
Amen. Well said.
There's always an option, and with that, I'll turn it loose to y'all.
All right.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Yeah, that was.
That
fantastic.
Is so true. It's a renaissance that I'm seeing every single day in people that I talk with that are waking up to the fact that they have a right to be their own person and to question what's going on in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, and to ask the right questions and realize for the most part, and this is very well put in your documentaries too, Corey, especially Sweet Misery, there was a doctor, I believe, who actually suffered from aspartame poisoning himself. And he said, doctors only know what they're taught.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not being taught this, they don't know. So keep that in mind and pin them down hard. And I'll give you an example. I've done this many times. When the doctor will be dealing with somebody that I know or care about, I'll say, ask them what caused it. And they'll say, doctor, what caused it? And the doctor will say, oh, genetics. I was like, yes, but what is the cause? What is the actual cause? What if I have a blockage in an artery, what is that blockage consisting of? Where did it come from? And how do you prevent it from happening? For the most part, they always just blame it on genetics or something like that. It's politician answers for the most part because they don't know. And then there's a gal in a Sweet Remedy, I believe it is, who was a doctor or I shouldn't
say
that.
She's a doctor now.
She's a doctor now. Right, yeah. She was told that she had the doctors wanted to take out her thyroid, and she said, but what caused it? And they're like, oh, we don't know. And she said, before you do that, I'm going to do some digging around. And
yeah,
nothing will motivate you.
That's Dr. Janet Starr-Hull.
Yeah.
She's an incredible person. She wrote a book called Sweet Poison. She was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and they wanted to irradiate her thyroid, remove it. And when the doctors couldn't tell her what the cause was, she said, wait a minute, and she did some research. She's fine now. She's wonderful.
Wonderful.
But she also says very strongly that she believes that once you've identified the cause of your MS or your headaches or whatever the source of your dysfunction is, once you've found the cause of that, 9 out of 10 times people heal. That's what she says, and that's what's been her experience.
Wow. It's good advice. Definitely good advice. Paul in Missouri, welcome to the show.
I'm so glad to share with what I found out in research. Researched a few years ago extensively. Mm-hmm. And my sources were mainly Dr. Russell Blaylock and then also an author by the last name of Roberts. And I found that one of the main things that happens when you drink aspartame in diet sodas and in other foods is headaches is one of the most prevalent thing that can happen, headaches and seizures and the destruction of the retina of the eye, especially in diabetics. And pilots are not encouraged to drink diet sodas because they can pass out from the diet sodas. I found all of these things, and I thought I've been sharing it with people.
Good.
And I had also read that for some people, it causes slurred speech.
Mm-hmm.
It just affects people in a whole lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And I have found that if you put it in if you put this in a heated area, you know, the Desert Storm time when someone sent diet sodas to the troops.
Oh yeah.
And was trying to be real nice to them and sent them diet sodas and set it out in a desert.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a heated area and it turns to formaldehyde.
Mm.
And if you'll notice places like Quick Trip and those that sell sodas, you'll never see them set diet sodas outside in the sun.
Oh.
Just watch it. You'll never see it because it turns to formaldehyde if they do.
Wow.
So from that, you know that they know how bad it is.
That's really interesting, Paul. I've never noticed that.
I wanted to add my comments on stevia.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sister that was diabetic, and I always supplied her with the stevia. In my research of stevia and that, too, I found that the best thing for a diabetic is stevia is an herb and not a sugar at all, and that it is the safest thing for a diabetic to take. And so I always supplied her with that. And everything that I have researched, I have never found anything said against stevia. However, I have Splenda. And the other things, Equal is a NutraSweet. And Spoonful is a NutraSweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad thing said about that, but a stevia, I have never found anything bad said about it. It's so very, very sweet that you only need to add a little bit, and you can actually use it in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank you so much for my chance to share, because I think that's what it's all about. When you find something out, you don't call in to quarrel with anybody, but we just call in to share.
Absolutely.
And that's what my purpose is. The diseases that come from aspartame are often called the Rumsfeld disease.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your call.
And thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye.
He makes some excellent points. And Corey, you, for those who maybe didn't catch the entire program, you actually were diagnosed with MS. You had been drinking at least, I guess you said, 6 like diet soft drinks every day. For about 20 years, and you went through all of those symptoms that he described, I presume. The slurred speech, I remember that from the documentaries. There was a mention of that and other things as well.
Yeah, actually, a couple years ago when I was on your show, I had some slurred speech. Which...
Yes, you did. I didn't bring that up. Even when we were talking, I thought it was a phone glitch at first. And then after, reflecting on it and listening to it, I said, I think she actually still has a little touch of the slur. So.
Yeah, that was one thing. I think it was Susan who had mentioned the diabetic friend that she had that had gone from several a week, several episodes a week to once every 3 months, usually when she was under great stress. I have noticed for myself when I, at that time when I was on your show, I was under a great deal of personal family-related stress. That was, you know, creating great havoc in me, and it manifested itself in my speech.
Wow.
Which is neurological, and that's one of the things that, you know, that can happen. But I do believe that stress is related. Also, it affects the, since it affects the brain, you know, our belief systems, our stress levels, all of those things directly affect the brain. And, you know, it's kind of no wonder. Dr. Candace Pert mentions the mind and body connection. She calls it the mind-body as one. And we can't ignore either one as they were separated in, I think it was the 17th century, with Descartes wanting to look at autopsies. The Pope said, hey, you can do that, but you have to leave the realm of the soul to me. And ever since then, the two have been separated. Never the twain shall meet. But really, they need to reconnect. And we need to reconnect to each other. And that's what the last caller, I think, said so well when he was talking about sharing and spreading the word and talking to each other, connecting with each other, being real. That is going to be a whole revolution and change things for the better.
Well, that's amazingly appropriate and very well put. And I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. And let's just cover some facts here from the film. How many people did you speak with in the course of these two documentaries? Do you know offhand a number?
I spoke with a roughly a dozen for Sweet Misery. And for Sweet Remedy, we spoke to about 50.
And how many hours of footage did you have to whittle these films down from?
Oh, you know, my husband told me how many Sweet Remedy was the other day. I think that Sweet Misery was about 24 hours worth of footage, and Sweet Remedy was probably well over 100. We have a lot of footage that we're putting on our site periodically. He just uploaded a pilot, actually, that we spoke with for Sweet Remedy, who talks about his experience in the cockpit. That's on our website.
Oh, wow.
And that's not in Sweet Misery or Sweet Remedy.
Ah, there you go. Bonus footage. It's like a hidden track. I always love that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's give out the website again. It's www.sweetremedy.tv. Now, Corey, where are you going to go from here? Because, I guess let's take it back a step a little bit. What happened between the release of Sweet Misery and the idea for Sweet Remedy?
Well, Sweet Misery was being completed, I was beginning to really understand things about aspartame, and I also was starting to understand that it wasn't just about aspartame, that it was about all sorts of problems with our food supply and the onslaught of toxins that we're dealing with, and I wanted to look more closely at that, and I wanted to ask that question. I also wanted to be able to respond to a lot of the emails and letters that I got about people asking me what I did to get better, and even though everybody is individual, I share some of those things in Sweet Remedy from a personal perspective, and I also talk to a lot of doctors and naturopaths and people in alternative medicine about just that.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at sort of what sends you down these various roads. You know, I've had a lot of my family, you know, has come from some you know, steel workers and people like that, and you look at how the different contaminants and different things like that have taken their toll on their health. You know, this is something that I was passionate about all sorts of different health issues, even things when you hear the word incurable, for example. I've always been of the mindset that, you know, it's all God's plan, and he doesn't put anything on this planet as an adversity that he does not provide the solution for. And for me, it was just a matter of keep looking, and you're going to find it. And so we've always looked for solutions on this program. And one of the things that you went and addressed it for yourself was your energy channels through acupuncture, which I've actually, I had a guest on who did acupuncture on me on the air, which was very bizarre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
what
because,
was that like?
Well, it was kind of moderately distracting to see needles flapping as I'm talking, you know, the corner of my eye. But it was a very, very easy experience, very painless. And I found that it seemed like almost, and there's no pain, but you do feel a mild pressure in a specific area. And I always thought it was more or less the idea that your body is able to pinpoint where it needs to focus its sort of healing processes. Anyway, there are many, many things out there that people can do, and you address them so well, I mean, so thoroughly in both of these films, especially Sweet Remedy for the Solutions. But stay with us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap up the fastest 4 hours in radio with our special guest this evening, Corey Brackett.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise a living, all the miles that you've been through. Train wreck, wearing too much makeup.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes. Glad you're here. And, boy, it's been an action-packed week, but this last 4 hours has just been amazing, and it's certainly been a great opportunity for me to be able to pick the brain of somebody who has spent the last many years picking the brains of all the people in the field and digging deep and doing some amazing research. And she has offered this stuff up for all of us to be able to inform ourselves and others. The films are called Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. They can be accessed by going to her website, www.sweetremedy.tv, or you can call Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, and the toll-free number is 866-624-9710. Corey Brackett, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Well, thank you. It's been amazing, that's for sure.
Well, it has been. It has been very fast.
Yeah, it absolutely
has. Thank you for being a beacon of truth.
Ah, you're too kind. Just embarrassing me now. I want to ask you what your plans are for your next film.
Well, actually, what we're planning on, what we're working on right now, is planning for a television cable access show that is going to go out there to many places. We're also going to have it on our website and offer it for sale. It's going to be called Notes from a Poisoned World.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to be looking at news items that we post on our links to our website from each week, and looking at those closely and looking at the correlations and connections between them and linking the dots, and also interviewing some people each week, such as who we interviewed in Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, and other people, too.
Great.
Hopefully yourself, Frank, one of these days.
Well, hopefully it'll be on the phone for me.
It could be. But I'd like to see the table switched, because
yeah.
I think you have an awful lot of knowledge in there.
Oh, the awful part is right. I do talk to a lot of people, though. I might be able to we might should compare guest lists, though, sometime. That would be exciting. You know, you probably know all these people already, but certainly it would be good for me to find out, you know, all these other things that I'm sure with 100 hours of film footage just for the one film alone, obviously, you know, we didn't see all the things that you guys got to go and do. So, yeah, there's probably many, many more things out there, many, you know, I guess the market is wide open, honestly, Corey, for truthful, health-oriented documentaries. There are very few out there, and you guys are really just hitting home runs right and left. And I got to give kudos to your husband, your cameraman, your editor. You know, he has got to be extraordinarily hardworking, that's for sure.
He absolutely is. His name is J.T. Waldron, and I wouldn't be anywhere without him. He has stuck by me through hard times when we weren't married. We got married the day before we set off for our trek across country for Sweet Misery.
Wow.
And he's been there ever since. He's been a wonderfully smart person. You know, he has done most of the research, and he's done all of the editing and all of the filmmaking for this piece.
Well, he's done a fine job, and you have too. You guys are a heck of a team, and I think that's really... You know, for all health and all enlightenment purposes, you know, find your teammates and run for the finish line. Folks, that's going to do it. We'll see you next week.